This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Molson Coors is hopping out of Chippewa Falls. The company announced yesterday the closure of two Leinenkugel brewery operations, including the historic Chippewa Falls facility and the 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee. They'll be consolidating that work at their State Street Brewery in Milwaukee. The company is assuring that the change, set to take effect in January, will not impact the beer supply. The company does say they'll continue to operate the Liney's Lodge and the tourist elements of the Chippewa Falls operation. The Milwaukee Common Council held a somber remembrance for Alderman Jonathan Brostoff yesterday. Members shared emotional moments as they honored their colleague with a moment of silence and personal tributes. Brostoff was found dead Monday in what authorities are investigating as a suicide. A funeral is scheduled for Friday on the UW Milwaukee campus. If you or someone you know needs help, you can reach out to the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. We're learning more about how Milwaukee election officials had to retabulate around 34,000 ballots due to a snafu Tuesday. According to Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning like they should have been. She said once the problem was found, everyone worked together for a solution.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
Jacob says the retabulation was only done out of caution and transparency. Senator Tammy Baldwin declared victory over Eric Hovde, but the count was close enough for Hovde to request a recount. In Wisconsin, the trailing candidate can demand a recount if the margin between the candidates is 1% or less. Chief Election Officer Megan Wolf outlined what that process would look like.
They're going to bring in the election inspectors from each of the municipalities and then representatives from the political parties involved in that contest will be there. And then they're going to have a bipartisan recount board. They're going through, they're making sure that all the numbers make sense. They're actually reviewing each ballot to make sure it was tabulated correctly. And then each of the representatives from the parties involved are able to bring up a challenge. And then it goes before the recount board for them to make a determination about how that individual circumstance or ballot should be handled.
Since the margin is above 0.25%, the Hovde campaign would have to pay for the recount. Hovde has not yet called for a recount and has not yet conceded. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Bucks and the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Utah Jazz face off tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams struggling with 1-6 records. Is there pressure to finally snap this 6-game losing streak? Doc Rivers.
No, this is a positive group. Like, we believe we're a really good basketball team that has played poorly. You know, last two games, you can say we played well and lost the games.
The Boys and Girls State High School Volleyball Tournament is underway in Green Bay. The boys' final for the state title is tomorrow night at 7:30, Saturday night for the girls. NFL linebacker Preston Smith on why the Packers traded him to the Steelers.
To be honest, a few weeks ago, I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like, I wasn't surprised when I got the call. It's like, you know, I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates, and, you know, I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's Steelers linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some post-election escapism, check out Apple TV's Slow Horses. The show follows a bunch of ragtag disgraced MI5 operatives led by Gary Oldman. Oldman is a disgusting, disheveled, gaseous curmudgeon, but a very nuanced character. I'm late to the party myself, having just gotten halfway through season one, but it is very entertaining, and I love when I find a show where I have multiple seasons ahead of me for some serious TV binge watching. Over the last few years, people have been talking about films as content. That's a filthy word. It's not content, it's bleeping work. Those are the words of Paul Mescal, the star of Gladiator II. Mescal says he does not like when the artistry of good cinema and movie making, which takes time and effort and lots of patience, is compared to an Instagram post. I don't totally disagree, but you can judge for yourself as Gladiator 2 opens November 15th. Unlike with social media content, you will need an attention span. According to Yahoo News, Michael Jackson got into a fight with Tupac Shakur when he came to the defense of Khadijah Jones, daughter of recently deceased music icon Quincy Jones. Sources say Jackson was present when Tupac, who was dating Khadijah, called her the B-word. Jackson, who was like an uncle to Khadijah, had words with Tupac, then the two squared off, and supposedly Jackson got the better of him. It's unclear whether or not it was a dance-off. During an interview on Conan O'Brien's podcast, beloved actor Tom Hanks dropped one of George Carlin's seven words you can't say on TV. Hanks used the fifth word in the seven-word sequence, well worth a Google, when referring to a critic who panned his new film, Here. Hanks added that the same critic panned his directorial debut years ago, That Thing You Do, and just a few months ago called it a cult classic. Hanks did have a lighthearted tone when he dropped the CS bomb to Conan and said, that's what we signed up for. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow sunshine 58 by Saturday. Some sun in the morning, then becoming cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.